The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 19th of February. I'm John Duggan, and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Liverpool will have to come from behind if they're to reach this season's Champions League quarterfinals. The holders lost the first leg of their last 16 tie by a goal to nil away to Atletico Madrid last night. Saúl Ñíguez scored the game's only goal after just 4 minutes. Captain Jordan Henderson picked up a hamstring injury, while Sadio Mane, who was on a yellow card, was subbed at half-time. Wing-back Andy Robertson says the result is a wake-up call.
You know, we've said it before, but we can't take Anfield for granted. You know, the fans can't take it for granted and we can't take it for granted. You know, we can't just expect that we show up and, you know, everything is hunky-dory at Anfield because it is Anfield. You know, the fans need to make it special. We need to make it special by performance on the pitch and hopefully we do that.
Erling Haaland brought his Champions League goal tally to 10 inside 7 games last night. The Norwegian striker scored both of Borussia Dortmund's goals in a 2-1 victory at home to PSG. Despite Tottenham's striker crisis, Troy Parrott is unlikely to play any part in Spurs' meeting with RB Leipzig in the last 16 at the new White Hart Lane tonight. The Republic of Ireland international isn't ready for first-team action, according to his manager Jose Mourinho. Spurs are without Heung-min Son and Harry Kane, with Mourinho saying he doesn't think Son will feature again this season due to a fractured arm. The Portuguese, though, taking it all on the chin.
In some periods, I was worried about not having attacking options on the bench. Now I don't have attacking options on the pitch. So are we going to give up or are we going to fight the way we can? We are going to fight the way we can.
Tonight's other match sees Atalanta take on Valencia, both games kicking off at 8. Manchester City meet West Ham United in the Premier League tonight in a match originally postponed due to Storm Kira. It's City's first outing since they were handed a two-season Champions League ban by UEFA. Kick-off at the Etihad Stadium is at 7:30. In rugby, Ireland head coach Andy Farrell is expected to name an unchanged 15 this afternoon for the Six Nations match with England. Peter Mahoney is set to continue in the back row, while Caelan Dorris is likely to be restored to the replacements after missing the win over Wales. Farrell will reveal his hand for Sunday's showdown at Twickenham just before 2 p.m. this afternoon. Bundy Aki says there's great teamwork when it comes to midfield combinations.
The relationship that we have as a group, as a collective, I think all of us as centres, I think we have a good connection between us as a group. We're always doing videos together, always helping each other out as best as we can and preparing each other as best as we can. The likes of Stewie as well and Chris Farrell, you know, when they're on the pitch, we do our best to make sure we're preparing each other. It was unlikely, unfortunate for Ringer that's not here. He's another class player that we have as well. So I think the good thing about us is that we gel together as a group and we're in there. And I think that's the main message that we've got across, especially from Andy Farrell. Making sure that everyone is helping each other out to be the best as we can.
In golf, former Ryder Cup captain Paul McGinley is sceptical there will be a new Premier League tour. Tiger Woods was approached about a new world tour to cater for the world's top 48 players, with 18 events worldwide and inflated prize money. McGinley says the USPGA and European tours are already strong.
I really don't think it's going to happen. I'd be really, really amazed if it's going to happen. And the reason why I say that more than anything is the system is not broken. I mean, the guys on the tour are making so many millions. They got so many millions in their pension funds. The new TV deal is about to be signed, and by all accounts, the prize money, the FedEx, TPC, all those prize monies are going to have a huge escalation again. So, you know, when somebody comes in and tries to shake up a sport or do something very radically different, that's fine and good if this current system is broken. And I don't see the PGA Tour / European Tour dynamic as the two leaders in professional golf as particularly broken. You know, we've been very successful in Europe in terms of the race to Dubai. Rolex have re-signed again. We've got a lot of things lined up for this year. You know, the Ryder Cup is flying as it always does. The same with the PGA Tour. So I don't see it for that reason. And then on the other moral reasons, I really don't see the likes of Tiger, Rory, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, these really top players turning the back, particularly on the history of the PGA Tour and indeed the European Tour at a different level, and the history of these events, and the history of Ben Hogan, and the history of Jack's Memorial event, and Bay Hill with Arnold Palmer, and all of those things. I really can't see them doing it for moral reasons as well.
It's quarterfinals night in the Airgrid Munster Under-20 Football Championship. Clare face Waterford in Milltown Malbay with the winners to meet Cork in the semi-finals. Kerry await the winners of the clash of Limerick and Tipperary at the Gaelic Grounds, both matches throwing in at 7. There's a 7 race card at Punchestown this afternoon. The first off there is at 1:40. This morning on OTB AM on OTB Sports Radio from 7:30, former England rugby star Jeremy Guscott will be joining Ger Gilroy and Owen Shane, with Spanish football writer Graeme Hunter to speak about Atletico's win over Liverpool. Then tonight on Wednesday night rugby, former England World Cup winner Will Greenwood is our special guest ahead of Ireland's match with England on Sunday. And the former Republic of Ireland international defender Damien Delaney joins us for Tottenham's Champions League match with Leipzig. That's your OTB brief for this morning. I'm John Duggan. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.